Station 6.
The Iver was a Douglas DC-2 and the Dutch Airlines entrant in the 1934 London to Melbourne Great Air Race. With $10,000 in prize money up for grabs, the race was serious business. The Iver was the only plane in the race that carried passengers as well as a flight crew. It was one of 20 planes that started the race, but among only 7 that made it to the finish. The Iver placed second in the overall race and won the handicap section. The race took a dramatic turn during the last leg. While flying near Albury, the Iver crew lost radio contact during an electrical storm. Disoriented, they apparently mistook the Hume Dam for the sea. Hearing of the Iver's plight, an Albury council engineer used the town's lights to signal the word Albury in Morse code. And the local ABC radio announcer Arthur Newnham went on air and called for car owners to head to the Albury racecourse and create a temporary runway with their headlights. In what could be described as one of the greatest stories in aviation history, the Iver was able to recognise these signals and to land safely on the racecourse, despite getting stuck in the mud.
Now, what happened there? The suggestion was made by Alderman Logan. It was a shocking night, you know. We had storms and boisterous conditions. The plane became lost, and from 7 o'clock at night, the radio stations, particularly the ABC, I think on an Australian-wide basis, kept the listeners informed as to what was doing and the action that was being taken. And it was very important for the ABC members in this locality to keep Melbourne informed so that the whole of Australia could be informed of the position. The motor cars of Albury got together, council officers and the police saw to it that all traffic was moving in the one direction, going to the racecourse. And they were pulling up traffic, was going the opposite way, informing the position and asking them if they'd be good enough to join in the fray and go out to the racecourse. It could be seen by the plane crew that their plight had been known and something was taking place down on the ground. And a very, very safe landing was made. The racecourse was waterlogged. It was a good thing that it was. Otherwise, the plane would have possibly overrun.
The next day, locals again helped the Iver and its crew by helping to unload and to pull the plane out of the mud so that it could get back in the air and complete the race. The role of Albury's council and its people was recognised by the Dutch government, who extended their official thanks. On display in the museum is the McRobertson Gold Medal, awarded to the Iver's crew in 1934. Sadly, the Iver, with a new crew, crashed in the Sahara Desert 8 weeks later, killing all on board.